Content marketing is super important, especially when you're focused to build a loyal audience around your brand. But do you know what's the first step to become a content brand? It's not about creating content, but setting up your content marketing goals. The reason why I'm saying this is everything from creating content to measuring the ROI of your content marketing all depends on the goals that you set in the beginning. But you might say, Rafiqul, why are you stressing so much on setting the goals? I mean, everyone knows their content marketing goals like lead generation, brand awareness, or even sales. Then what's the catch here? Well, my friend, let me tell you that goals like lead generation, brand awareness are not enough for you to measure, track, and plan your entire content marketing game. In fact, it is the step zero, not even step one. Hey guys, I am Rafiqul, a content marketing practitioner, and welcome to this content marketing series. If you haven't watched previous videos of this series, make sure you watch them. I have also added links in the description. Okay, in this video, you are going to learn how to set your content marketing goals that helps you to manage, measure the content performance. The first step in content marketing is not about creating content, but starting with and understanding your audience and setting your content marketing goals. So, as a service provider or agency owner or as a freelancer, you must have some sort of goals to achieve in terms of, let's say, customer acquisition, lead generation, or even brand awareness. So, let's start with setting your initial goal, which is the step zero, not even step one, remember that. So, basically in the step zero or in the initial step, you need to identify an initial goal which is useful, especially when you haven't added any goals to your organization. This step is not necessary for all of you, but start from here if you are just at the initial stage or you haven't done this before. An example of an initial goal could be like, I want to increase the number of leads, or I want to focus on lead generation. Just a rough idea. Okay, so you just need to have a basic idea about your goal. Just a rough idea about your primary goal is more than enough for this step. Once you have identified your initial goal, it's time to dig deeper into your goals to make it more accurate for your business. Step 1. Be specific. Let's consider that your initial goal is about, I want to generate more leads. Then if you want to be specific for this, then the specific goal could be like, I want to generate more leads through content marketing for my service. So you might have a different goal with this example. You will get an idea about how to structure your initial goal. So let's take another example. Okay, if your initial goal was to generate more sales, then your specific goal could be like, I want to increase my product sales using content marketing. So try to add a little bit of context on your initial goal. So that will actually help you in this. Now the next step is make it measurable. Once you have identified your specific goals, you have to give this a measurable metric so that you can measure the performance of your goal. Adding specific numbers or quantities to your goal helps you to compare your performance in the later stage. The same goal that we considered in step 1 will now look like this after adding measurable numbers, which is, I want to generate at least 200 qualified leads per month through content marketing. So that's an example of a measurable goal. Now you can observe how our initial goal is taking shape from zero. So let's move forward to the next step, that is checking whether your goal is attainable or not. So in this third step, make sure that the measurable goal that you will calculate can be attainable. So that means the best way to understand whether the goal that you have chosen is attainable or not is by comparing your current goal with previous data. For example, let's consider that for the past 6 months, you have generated an average of 150 leads per month. So improving the number from 150 leads per month to 200 leads per month is absolutely attainable. Okay. So the idea is, try to make it practical. Don't just set any goal that is too hard to attain for you or your team. For example, again, another example is, if you're currently getting, let's say, 50 leads per month, then suddenly setting your goal to getting up to 700 leads per month is quite unrealistic. Obviously, it can happen, but within a short period of time, it's not that reliable for most of us. So the next step, which is step 4, checking your goal for, after completing step 3, just ask one question. Is it relevant to your service or business? If your answer is yes, then you're on the right track. For instance, if you're providing a content writing service, then setting a goal of generating more social shares doesn't make much sense. So make it as relevant to your core service or your business concept as possible. Again, if your goal is directly related to your core offerings or of your business, then it is absolutely okay. The next and last stage is adding a time frame. The last step is to make your goal a time bound. This time frame of your goal simply means how much time will you take to accomplish your goal. In this case, the ultimate SMART goal could be like, I want to generate at least 200 qualified leads per month using content marketing by 6 months from the starting day. So you can notice that here 6 months is the time frame. So that means the final goal you are setting or you're getting is absolutely attainable, relevant to your business objectives. Also, this time frame will allow you to track and compare your content performance as well. Now you can clearly see the outcome, and we have started with just an initial goal, and then after integrating the SMART goals and SMART approach, we are having a clear content marketing goals. So make sure you start setting your business right now, business goals or content marketing goals right now. Don't just procrastinate. If having a goal or having a clear goal for your content marketing plan is your priority, then just start as soon as possible. And also, let me know your queries in the comment box, and I will also try my best to help you. I hope you have learned something from this lesson, and again, in the next lesson we will see how to create a content strategy based on the buyer stage. So if you are new to this channel, please subscribe immediately to get notified about upcoming lessons. Thank you guys for watching this. Good luck.